T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitch and Finley, we are back here. 106.7 The Fan. You hear Brian singing the song there?
I'm trying to.
You know what
guitar.
That means? That means it's time to go to the BetQL guest line. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today. It's time to go to the phones and talk to our guy, chief economic correspondent for Politico, Mr. Ben White. You can follow him on Twitter at Morning Money Ben. Ben, What's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing great, man. You know what that music means. You know what time it is. You know what's about to happen. You know, Ben, the knowledge that's about to get dropped on you.
Yeah, definitely. Let me ask you a question, Ben. Have you ever played any type of instrument?
Yeah, I played piano growing up. Took piano lessons for years, and then I got into sports, so I stopped showing up for my piano lessons.
You look more like, when I see you on, the social media, you look like you could be a guy playing a guitar in a band, man.
Like a rock
band.
You got that long hair.
Yeah,
I still got the COVID long hair, a little bit of COVID beard. But, yeah, no, I was a piano guy. I'm a huge music fan, love all kinds of music. Obviously love Dire Straits. But I know we got a lot of stuff to get to, but can we talk about that racket smash, which I just can't get over in the French Open? Just that woman destroying her racket reminded me a little bit of myself on my high school tennis team.
I don't believe I've seen the racket smash.
Nah, I didn't see it. Oh, but I think Lanfield wanted to smash the racket just a while ago.
Yeah, Lanfield just lost a bunch of money. Or he lost.
I know you guys aren't big tennis guys, but go look it up on Twitter or wherever. This woman who is serving the way she wanted to just absolutely destroys her racket. And I was number two tennis player on my high school tennis team, and I must say that in my younger days I did destroy a few tennis rackets.
And what did your parents tell you?
Don't do that again, because we are not paying for any more rackets. And you are going to be paying for those yourself from now on. So I did get my act together after a while.
Where'd you go to high school, Ben?
I was at St. Albans briefly, and then Edmund Burke in D.C., where my mom taught for 25 years. So private schools in D.C. Yeah.
There you go. All right, I'm trying to find this.
It's Coco Golf.
You're going to have to check
it out. Yeah, Coco Golf, exactly.
Coco Golf.
Pretty epic.
17 years old.
Is she the American, too?
Yeah.
She's like the American hope of the young folks.
Yeah.
Ben, I know you're an avid Twitter guy. What have you been kind of deciphering from Washington football team minicamp the last couple of days?
Yeah, I've been sort of enjoying following it. I really liked the tweet from Fitzmagic where he, and I have to give my friend Sarah credit for this because she sent it to me, where he's holding up the chalkboard saying, "My teacher is Mr. Rivera, my friends are so-and-so and so-and-so," like the first day of school. So I enjoyed that. I like his sense of humor. I generally like the direction the team is going. It seems like, you know, Fitz is really kind of meshing with the guys. And, you know, he's got, as we've talked about, some more weapons to throw to. And hopefully some of these injuries are not, you know, real serious concerns. But generally, I've been pretty positive about it. I feel like, you know, they could start the season on a strong note. I wonder, you know, what your takeaways have been so far, JP and Brian.
Yeah, I mean, for me, you can see the speed that, you know, they've made a point of increasing speed all over the field, and you can see that visually. I also think the defense really started to come on strong today, and if this rookie, the third rounder, Benjamin St. Juice, can help them right away, I think you're looking at a defense without a ton of holes. Maybe not elite talent all over the field, but a really pretty damn good unit. And there's just a sense of cohesion among the team that you can feel on the sideline. Like, guys are enjoying themselves and working hard and pushing each other. And
right. Nionitis is back right in the interior, so and they should be looking pretty strong. Obviously, on the D-line, they're really good.
Yeah, I expect him to be better. You know, I try to pump my brakes at this time of the year because I've seen too many years where we all get so excited, and then when the season starts, things don't work out that way. So I see a lot of good. I don't want to acknowledge all of it because I don't want to put people into a position that they, like, oh, man, we're going to be, you know, because I don't want to hear the Super Bowl talk too soon. You know, I think
we're
this
going
team.
17-0 yeah, right at the table, man.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that. I think the team should be better. I just think that there is a point where you need to allow them to get to it and get to the season because just like we talk about Curtis Samuels being a little nicked up right now, Antonio Gibson still worried about his toe. Those little things like that, if going into a season, they could screw up everything that you're playing. So let's let them get to that point first, and then I'll be willing to give anybody any prediction come week one.
Yeah, that's my concern is the injury, Samuel and Gibson, too, because I'm looking for a big season out of Antonio Gibson. I mean, he's so good, and he's so versatile and catching the ball, running the ball. Like, got the potential to have a really big year, but those toe things, as you know, are – nagging injuries that can really slow you down. So I totally agree with you. I'm cautiously optimistic, but have been too excited before. So we'll curb our enthusiasm, as Larry David would say.
Yeah, that's a good line. Well, I'm actually going to circle all the way back to football with you, Ben, but I want to start. You and I were texting. I don't even know that a week ago I knew what a Jolts report was, but I think you tweeted about it, and that kind of sent me down this rabbit hole of what a Jolts report is. For all our listeners, we're talking with Ben White from Politico. He's the chief economic correspondent for Politico. Follow the Morning Money column. It's out every morning. Can you tell us about the Jolts report and why it seems to be really, really bad news?
Well, it's not bad news. Jolts report is job opening, labor turnover. It basically shows you how many job openings there are in the country, what employers are trying to do, whether people are quitting their jobs. It's a metric that's very closely followed by the Federal Reserve and other policymakers to assess the health of the economy. And what we saw in the most recent Jolts report was a record number of job openings, 9.3 million in the United States, which we've never seen before. And that comes off a previous record from before. And it's not bad news. It just shows you that employers, particularly in leisure and hospitality, and we're talking about restaurants and bars and other public-facing jobs, stores, are desperate to hire people right now because they're reopening and we're getting back from COVID and people are getting vaccinated, and they can't find enough workers to fill those jobs, which is why we've seen the monthly jobs reports not been quite as strong as we'd hoped for. And there's a number of reasons for that. One is people are still a little bit worried about COVID or have only recently gotten vaccinated and want more money or have childcare problems. You know, like schools aren't fully reopened right now. You know, my kid is doing Zoom school in the other room, and I'm actually in his room doing this interview. Like, and so my ex could go to her job. Like, we're all doing this. We're all juggling work and family responsibilities in ways that are challenging for a lot of people, and it makes it hard to fill those jobs. So it's not bad news. It's good news that employers are hiring. It's good news that there are jobs out there. We need to get a little further down the road in terms of everybody getting vaccinated, addressing some of these child care issues, and employers, frankly, maybe having to pay a little bit more to draw workers in. So,
or give them
a big
number. Or give them some type of perk, like they've been
doing. Well, there are a lot of perks out there. Like, there's a good story in the New York Times, I think, today or moved last night, you know, that people are – you know, trying to pay college tuition for folks. These are, you know, higher paying jobs. They're offering all sorts of perks and bonuses to get people to work. Even in service industry jobs, you can get a signing bonus of a couple $1,000s. And there's going to be more of that. And frankly, that's good. Like, we want more people in people's pockets. And we've had recoveries before where wages have not risen very much. And the advantage has been to employers versus employees. Not the worst thing in the world for, you know, the vast majority of Americans who are, you know, in the, you know, worker class, not the management class, to have a little bargaining power. That's good.
So my sister lives in Arizona and works in hotels, and she said they're unable to get people to work the front desk of the hotel.
Yeah.
And in turn, they are, I guess the governor of Arizona is cutting like unemployment benefits or additional unemployment benefits.
That's correct.
Are there two sides? I imagine there is like a business community that's like, hey, we got to get these people back to work. They won't come back. We're trying to pay them.
Yeah, there is that piece of it too, which I didn't mention, which are the enhanced unemployment benefits that were added as part of, you know, the COVID rescue.
Is that a federal
plan.
thing, or is that by states? Because that my sister said that's happening in Arizona.
It's other states that are doing it too.
Are there? Okay.
Yeah, see, there's a federal additional benefit of $300 per week that states can choose to take or not take. And a lot of Arizona is one. There are, I think, 25 states, mostly Republican governor states, that have said, we're not going to take that money anymore because we need these people back to work. And it's a legitimate point. And the federal program itself ends in September, end of September, I think. And they're not going to renew it because it is among the issues holding people back is that they are getting this additional weekly payment of $300, which makes it less likely that you're going to want to work the front desk at, you know, the Radisson or, you know, go to, you know, KFC and work the counter. And that's right. going to end. So mm-hmm. that's a piece of it for sure.
Wow.
But are they making is there a federal minimum wage, or is that all by states also?
Yeah, that's state by state. And, you know, a lot of states have increased their minimum wages, and there's been talk about, you know, a federal $15 minimum wage, but plenty of states are raising it. And you're going to see more of that simply because, you know, you're going to need to pay more to get people back into these jobs that are open. But generally, this is a state by state issue.
Gotcha. At the crux of so much of this remains COVID, and I've been vaccinated, and I know a lot of people that have, but I also know people that don't want to. And today, this thing, we're actually going to open the phone lines up here in a few minutes. The Gambit DC listener lines 800-636-1067, but it's kind of coming to my world, our world, where Montez Sweat of the Washington Football Team has said, I don't want to get vaccinated. I don't know enough about it. I'm not sure anybody does. And I think a lot of people have this immediate reaction of like, oh my gosh, what's wrong with this guy? But others, listen, man, you reserve the right to not get vaccinated. It's up to you. How prevalent is that? And is that a part of kind of the federal, the national discussion?
Yeah, it is. And it's a serious concern. And I think that the wrong tack to take on that for people like Montez Sweat and others who are questioning it is to, you know, just openly criticize them and ridicule them. There are plenty of reasons that people are vaccine hesitant or concerned. I mean, the facts are simple that, you know, it is the right thing to do. It will prevent you from getting this disease for quite some time, and side effects are minimal, and it's not going to do any of the horrible things that some people on the internet have to say, but more about further education. But we're at a kind of tipping point here where, you know, we've gotten a good population, adult population vaccinated. It's really, you know, younger people and younger generations who are more vaccine hesitant to, you just got to keep communicating with them and say, look, understand your concerns, understand that you think maybe you don't need to do this, but it's better for you, it's better for our economy, it's better for our country and world to get this done. But it is important that the numbers continue to go up from here, that we don't stagnate at, you know, 50% plus of the adult population or whatever it is, and get higher, you know, into the 70s and 80s, where we can really reopen the entire economy. But I get annoyed with people who are dismissive of concerns about the vaccine. And I think, you know, the federal government and some state governments are doing a good job of trying to educate people and say, look, it's not going to hurt you, it's going to help you, and please go and do it. But we are at a point where we do need the Montez Sweats of the world and, you know, LeBron Jameses and the rest who have big platforms to, you know, get the vaccine and advocate for it, and then we can kind of move on from this.
I think a lot of those people have done the same too, though. When you are in a profession like this, and if you're a professional, feel that you got to have it to work in it, then if you don't get it, then you could be jeopardizing yourself, because that's a lot of damn money.
It is. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it just makes sense to not you know, take that opportunity away from yourself. And it's, you know, for your family and your friends and the rest of the community as well to do this. And most of the concerns about the vaccine, and some of them stem from, you know, real bad historical precedents where, you know, things have been done by the federal government that were terrible, and that legacy lives to this day and is understandable. But almost all of it is misinformation and can be alleviated with, you know, serious conversation and information.
Ben, thank you for, you know, kind of having some perspective on that from the national news side of it, because we're going to talk about it from a football perspective. And one thing I find that's interesting is I think the NFL has a pretty smart angle on this, that they are going to try and incentivize players to get vaccinated rather than force them to. I don't believe they'd be allowed to force them to.
No.
And I think that's kind of the right tact in all of this. Is that what's happening kind of around the country too? Because I've heard things where you get like cash to get
vaccinated.
Sure. Other people are giving joints for popes.
Oh, I saw that. Did Landfill send us that? Where was that?
Where was that at, Landfill?
It's in Washington State. Joints for jabs.
Joints for jabs.
There you go. Whatever it takes. If it takes some, medicinal marijuana or whatever dispensary edibles to get people to do it. West Virginia, has given out money. Other states have done
West Virginia giving out guns and trucks and everything else too.
But the larger point is yes, this is the right approach. Obviously, we can't force people in this country to get any medicine that they don't want to get. That's not the way we operate. And we have a free country where people can decide, make their healthcare decisions. But you're going to pay a price if you don't get it, which means you may not be able to go to your place of employment. You'd be employed, make the kind of NFL salaries that folks make. And it's fair enough, because the employers want to protect the rest of their employees. They want to be able to have the fans back. And all of that is sort of dependent on taking the vaccine. Incentives are great. We should have more of them to get more people to do it. But the fact is, yes, you can make that decision to not get vaccinated. But if you do make that decision, there are consequences to you in terms of your ability to continue to make your livelihood.
Mm-hmm. Ben, we appreciate your time always. Anything you want folks to look at?
At Morning Money, Ben, continue to follow that. And, that's pretty much it. Always a pleasure to be with you guys. And sorry we ended on serious notes on vaccines.
How are your Yankees holding up?
The Gerrit Cole thing, I don't know if you guys have talked all about this and the sticky stuff on the ball, probably not on your radar, but Gerrit Cole's back on the mound tonight, first time after this controversy erupted. One thinks his spin rate might be down, but thankfully we're playing the Twins and they stink, so we should be able to win.
Well, good luck. Our Nats are certainly scuffling. I think they should put stuff on the ball. That might be helpful.
Yeah, there you go. Whatever you find.
Everybody give him a follow on Twitter, at Morning Money Ben. Ben, thank you for the time, buddy. We'll talk next week.
All right, take it easy, guys. Bye.
All right, man.
That was Ben White from Politico joining us. We appreciate his time every week on the BetQL guest line. Here's what we're going to do next. We're going to play this Montez Sweat audio talking about why he believes he probably won't get a vaccine, why he hasn't gotten it yet. And then I want to hear your reactions. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right here. Beamish and Finley, we're back. 106.7 The Fan. Make sure you're following along the conversation on social media. Follow Beamish at Beamish Live NBCS. You can follow me at JP Finley NBCS. Time to have a real conversation here, Brian. Ron Rivera earlier today revealed that the Washington football team brought in an expert, a vaccination expert, to talk to the football team and explain, you know, why you should or shouldn't, and just to give more information about vaccines in general. There is a lot of misinformation out there. And what's that?
Tons of it.
Right. And Ron even said, he's like, we just want these guys to know the truth rather than what they might see or hear on Twitter or social media. The Washington football team brought in leading coronavirus scientist from Harvard, Kizzmekia Corbett, and she spoke to the team today. That prompted some reporters to ask questions of players later during press conferences, which players have and haven't gotten the vaccine. That led to this conversation with Washington defensive end and one of the stars of this team, Montez Sweat.
I probably won't get vaccinated until got more facts and all that type of stuff, but no, I'm not a fan of it at all.
What is your hesitation with getting the vaccine, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I mean, I haven't caught COVID yet, so I don't see me treating COVID until I actually get COVID.
You know, have you talked to the coaching staff about that, and you know, what's the messaging been like from the team?
Well, I mean, obviously they want everybody to be vaccinated to move more freely around the facility and around as with traveling and all that type of stuff. But I mean, everybody has their own beliefs, and they are entitled to their own decision.
All right, so this is a rather serious topic here. We're going to open up the phone lines and see what folks think. I want to start, B. Mitch, and then I want your reaction. I'm vaccinated, okay? I got vaccinated largely because I wanted to be able to move more freely, and if, I believe if the whole country gets vaccinated, we can kind of get back to our life. I also don't want to catch COVID, don't want to expose my family to COVID, all of those things. But I would say my primary desire was to try to get back to normal life. I hate quarantine. I'm not built for that life. I believe we'd be better off if everybody gets vaccinated. But I understand there are people that have real reservations about it.
Yeah.
I don't know that I agree with Montez's logic that I haven't caught COVID yet, so why would I get treatment for COVID? Because you know,
He may have had it and don't know. And I think that's the whole thing about it. See, education, somebody asked his level of education, he did not answer that question. He skirted around that question. And I'm on social media just like a lot of people. And I read a lot of people who I've looked up to and I believe in putting out stuff that I don't know if they have any knowledge of what they're necessarily putting out. They're just getting caught up on that little thing of jumping on it and pushing it out there. But what I'll say is this. I got vaccinated not necessarily for myself. I got vaccinated for the fact that I love being around my older relatives and people of that nature. I have some young people that are around me that have pre-existing conditions and extenuating issues that could cause them some problem that have been around me. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I did it in that sense because I feel that I'm healthy enough and strong enough that I probably would have been just like, I think like a Montez Sweat, where you are a person who don't have those underlying conditions to where it will affect it. And that's what it normally affects, those who have most of those conditions like that.
The one thing I'll say is I absolutely agree with Montez with his right to make his own decisions.
Yeah, I'm with that.
He absolutely has that right to feel how he wants to feel.
But let me address this, though. I think he has that right. But when you tell me I don't know enough about it, I ask you, what are you doing to find out and educate yourself on it? And if you can't give me an answer on that and you haven't read a damn thing, then what are you talking about?
Well, even one step further, they have an expert coming to address the team. So if you have questions, ask her. She's a doctor from Harvard that studies.
If you truly want to be educated on something, you sit, you ask questions, and then after the fact you say, listen, I listened to all these people and I came up with this conclusion. I don't trust it. That's fine. But if you tell me, well, I don't have enough facts, and you haven't read anything on it, where are you going to get the facts at? They're going to just fall out the damn sky?
Let's go to the phones because the phone lines are packed on this. Let's start line one, Gamut DC listener line, Jason in Ashburn. Jason, what's going on, man? You're on with B. Mitchell Finley.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Thanks for taking my phone call. I appreciate it. I think there's a couple different ways you can approach this. I think that one way you can approach it is by information that there are experts out there, like you talk about the Redskins brought in an expert. There are experts out there who have different points of view on the vaccine. Some that I've sought out on, you know, whether it be, you know, YouTube or but they're doctors, and I'll vet them and say, you know, they say this is their title. I'll go on Google and Google their name to make sure that they actually are who they are. And there are a lot of doctors out there that don't feel like this vaccine is safe. And a couple examples are, and a lot of people don't know this stuff, but there's been over 4,000 people die directly to the vaccine. Now, related to COVID, that's very small, but we're only 3 months into this. And there's people that are having enlarged hearts for it. There's 117 doctors at the University of Houston Methodist Hospital who are walking out because they're being forced to get it and they don't think it's safe, nurses and doctors. So I would consider nurses and doctors experts, okay? I would consider them in the know. I've listened to a doctor, a guy who's an epidemiologist out of Idaho, who said, listen, I'm a vaccine guy. It's been my whole life. I'm not convinced this is safe. And the other part of that is this is not FDA approved yet. It's only FDA approved for emergency. And if you go and look, and you can Google this and you can find the video, but there's an interview with the
Jason,
head of the
thank you for the call, dude. We're going to try to squeeze in a bunch of calls. There's a lot of information there that I can't necessarily corroborate, so we're going to, you know, take Jason's call.
I'm not going to corroborate it. I'm not going to diss it, but I'm going to say this. Just like Jason said, doctors are experts. So he believes in the doctors and nurses that he wants to believe in, but the ones that say something he
right.
don't want to hear. So
right.
it comes down to
there's going
to
be disagreement
back to what
Montez
Sweat stated. It's your choice. But educate yourself solely on it, then make that choice. But don't – a lot of people like to say, well, I don't know all the facts. And I guarantee when you talk to them, they haven't read a thing to know any of the facts. Jason at least is doing what I'm saying, dude.
Yeah.
So Jason has every right.
I think there's room for discourse, right? There's room for disagreement.
Exactly.
And to his point, I remember when I went and got my vaccine, you have to fill out 100 forms. And one of the forms did say, like, hey, this isn't approved. It's approved for emergency use, whatever that stage was. I think it's tough because I think there's always, and I don't know enough, but I think there's always a minor percentage of people that have adverse reactions to any sort of new medicine.
Yeah.
But the amount, I mean, they're saying 50% of this country has at least one shot, right?
Yeah.
That is, the country's got, what, 380 million? So that is 90 million people that have gotten at least one shot?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want anybody to get sick. I don't want anybody to have an adverse reaction. But if you've got 190 million people and you're talking about 0.00001%, I don't know that that's enough reason for others not to get it. Let's keep hitting the phones here. Let's go to line six, Mark in Springfield. Mark, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. That last guy, Jason, I can tell you he's an anti-vaxxer, and his statistics mean nothing. The other thing is, what's coming out of Montez Sweat's mouth is the most disingenuous, ridiculous thing I ever heard coming out of somebody's mouth. I'm not going to get a vaccine for a disease I haven't had yet that the vaccine's supposed to protect me from dying from. He don't know enough. He had an expert in there. I think that's disingenuous. He's probably just afraid of getting a shot, or he's too lazy to get down to the vaccine centers and get one. If I'm an employer, I don't want anybody coming in, just like at my work. They tell me, you don't have a vaccine, don't come into work. No problem with that. You want to go on an airplane and keep shopping and eating in a restaurant? Get a vaccine and have your vaccine card. I'm out.
All right, Mark is fired up. Listen, not everybody agrees, though. Let's go to line four, Kwame. Kwame, you're on with B. Mitch and Finley. What's up, man?
Hey, I'm a longtime listener. I just want to give a shout-out to B. Mitch, man. I still remember when you stiff-armed Grammatica's helmet off, but I'm 30 years old, but let me get to the point. So, Montez Sweat, I agree with him because it's unknown facts. I mean, I'm not a doctor. I haven't read all the information. But, it's experimental. I know for a fact that Marvin Hagler died not too long after he got it. Hank Aaron, and they can say DMX with the drugs, but he got it too, and he died not too long after. The Golden State player, I forgot his name, but he didn't have COVID the whole time, and he got the shot. He ended up coming up with it. I have a big family. I haven't heard nobody that came up with COVID. And I agree with the first caller, and it's not FDA approved. I mean, I agree. And then another thing, Montez Sweat had the heart problem. What if he gets the shot and that triggers something in his heart? I mean, we just don't know the facts for sure. I mean,
that's
people
a fair
can't,
point.
It's not a,
thank you, Kwame. I hadn't thought about the heart issue.
Yeah, but my, like I said, I'm not saying he has to get it. I just want people, when you make that comment about I don't know the fact, I want you to at least try to find the facts. And just like Kwame just stated, I have a small family, and I know people that did it, that had it, okay? So just because you may not know nobody in your family, and let's be real, a lot of people did not know if they had it because a lot of us went through life and we thought, oh, it's just a sniffle, oh, I just have this, that, and it was actually COVID. But you were a person who was strong enough to fight it. But the person that may catch it from you may not be strong enough to fight it. So it's not trying to force nobody to do anything, but just like that second caller stated, if they tell Montez Sweat, well, don't come to work then because you don't have the vaccine and we don't want to get other people in place, that's a lot of money he loses.
Well, let's think about this too. Some have, most have not, but some have been relatively up in arms that Chase Young missed OTAs because he's choosing not to be with his teammates. At some point, the NFL... Major League Baseball came out with a rule that they relax protocols when 85% of the team has their vaccine.
Yeah.
A lot of people believe that the NFL will relax those protocols at 80% of the team. Let's say Montez doesn't do it and they only get to 78%. How tough is that on the rest of the team if they have to keep getting tested every morning?
It's no different than Chase Young missing minicamp. It's probably worse than
I think it's worse.
Minicamp. Yeah. But the whole thing, you have to listen, man. People, they show you what's important. In most people, sports is more important than life, which is stupid as hell. And so, I understand.
Let me say this too.
The African American community are hesitant because of so many things that happened in the history of this country with those different vaccines and stuff with African American people,
Tuskegee and everything.
But in this situation, I would think that. When I walked in the place and you got me and then you got a Caucasian person and another, I don't know if they're giving us different stuff.
I mean, where I got my shot was a Giant Food in Bowie, Maryland. And that room was very diverse.
I know exactly where you went.
Me and lots of different races, genders, creeds, whatever. And everybody, the shots all came out of the same box. And nobody was getting a different shot. Grant Paulson, you can listen to him and Danny Ruye after us starting at 2 o'clock. Grant texted me, specific to the one dude that said people are dying from the vaccine, he texted me a news story that said over 167 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines have been administered in the U.S., and that was in early April, and there are no cases where a COVID-19 vaccine caused a person to die. There's a lot of misinformation and hard to decipher information. My Twitter's gone crazy. So the NBC4 Sports account, which you guys should follow, at NBC4 Sports, tweeted out the video of Montez Sweat and his reaction. And people are kind of all over the place in the responses. One dude, Aaron, said, remember when we cared what players got a flu shot? Yeah, me neither. And then somebody else, this dude's from Brazil. Listen to this, B. He says his contract should be terminated if he doesn't get the vaccine. It's ridiculous and a slap on the face of us Brazilians. I don't know about that either.
I don't know about that, but
listen,
okay.
This is a hot, contentious topic. I don't know what the answer is. I believe every American, Montez Sweat certainly, has a right to make their own decisions, but you certainly hope they're making those decisions with accurate information. We're going to keep the phone lines open. We're going to take all the calls. If you're on hold, stay there. If you want to call in, 800-636-1067. We're going to keep talking about Montez Sweat refusing the COVID vaccine. Next, right here, 106.7 The Fan. Beavis and Finley, we're back. The news of the day, right or wrong, is Montez Sweat explaining to the media that he doesn't want to get the vaccine, or at least not until he learns more. That on the heels of Washington football team coach Ron Rivera revealing that about 50% of the team has the vaccine. All the staffers and the coaches have the vaccine. And they brought in a vaccination expert from Harvard to talk to players and answer any questions they have. We're opening the phone lines on this. I think largely we're having a civil, educated conversation.
Yeah.
I want to shout out RJ Rose says, JP and B-Mitch, thank you guys for having a hard conversation today. It's hard sorting through all the disinformation that is out there for sure. And then two different tweets. So our guy Eddie, who always listens to the program, says, would we feel comfortable? Like, B, would you be cool if I didn't have the vaccine or vice versa or if Lamphill didn't have it? And I think that could become a real issue.
I think it got to the point where I think we were wearing masks, everything, that, until everyone, we knew everybody had it and was fully vaccinated. And we still wore masks after that until they finally relieved a lot of the requirements in the building. And I think that's what it ultimately comes down to. Like, Lamphill was just talking off air. What if somebody gets COVID in the team now, and they just, and Cody say, they just forfeit the damn game. We ain't making up nothing. Okay? They keep moving on, and what you think a team is going to do? It's going to let you go. And listen, it's your right, but you make sure you go out there and educate yourself. Don't just use that as a way to shut people down, which most people that say it, they're not trying to educate themselves. They wouldn't know what the hell to talk about.
But there are people that agree with this. I just got a tweet from DeepBall1 says, Montez Sweat is a smart man. Don't treat cancer with chemo until you get it. And above all, don't believe anything Big Pharma says about COVID. There's just such distrust all over our country.
I understand the distrust and things of that nature, but treating cancer with chemo has nothing to do with COVID and a damn vaccine.
Well, and then this tweet from Michael Church says, if Sweat had said the shot was untested and he felt unsafe about it, that's one thing. He doesn't agree, but it's a reasoned response. Sweat said he doesn't want treatment for COVID because he hasn't had it. A vaccine is not a treatment.
It's not a treatment.
It's a way to prevent getting it. And I think that's an important kind of differentiator there. Let's hit the Gambit DC listener lines. I know a lot of folks kind of want to talk on this topic. Let's go to Eric in Oakton. You're on with B. Mitch and Finley. Eric, what's up, buddy?
Hi, guys. Appreciate you taking my call. I'm not going to go through things I saw on YouTube or anything else. I'm an educated guy. I've been to the VAERS site on the CDC. I have read the trial results from Moderna and Pfizer and so on. And let me just share a couple facts that you're not going to get from the guys who come in and talk to you and so on. It is being issued under a temporary emergency authority. It is not an approved technology, and there's a reason for that. It has never passed successfully a trial on humans, ever. This is a gene therapy. It's failed trials in every instance that it's been used in animals. Moderna has been at this for 20 years and has never brought a drug to market. When you go to their website, it says right on it, this is the software of life. It programs your DNA to create these spiked proteins. And if you're not comfortable with that, that's exactly what it's doing. You can look it up as a fact. Secondly, the trial.
Hold on, I got to stop this guy real quick. He said Moderna's been around trying this for 20 years. They've only been around for 11.
So that's a lie.
Just all right, stop with blatant inaccuracies.
All right. Yeah, the last thing we're trying to do.
But we're not going to sit up here and just listen to lies either.
Right.
Right, exactly.
It also
and see, that is the problem right there. When you allow people a platform with misinformation, people are going to be even farther pushed away from learning what they need to learn. Like I say, make your own decision, but don't make a decision based off of lies.
I'm with you. Let's try to hit.
It also hasn't passed a trial except for like the last year, which I feel like there were multiple trials.
So, I mean, the one thing I know, because I read the damn form before I got my shot, is that it's not FDA approved. It's like an emergency response, but it's not necessarily have approval. I get if that, but you know, kind of freaks some people out. I think that's, to me, I don't agree with it, but I can understand the logic that leads people there. How about this logic on Twitter from Alex Brown says, who the bleep cares if Montez Sweat gets the vaccine? He's elite. Does that do much for you, Landfill?
See, that's just stupidity right there. See, that, and that's where you find out people don't care about you doing nothing, but go out and just go out and entertain me. That's all I give a damn about. That's what that sounds like.
And B-Mitch, this has some merit. This is from Joseph Hall. He says, it's not a vaccine. It doesn't prevent you from getting it or from passing it on. Like many things, I wonder if kind of the language surrounding this is a little misguided. If they didn't say vaccine and they said treatment or preventative, I don't know the right terms, but
I think it actually does prevent you from getting COVID. I think that's what a vaccine is.
But you can still get it, I guess, is the point, right?
Yeah, that's. I mean, that's true.
Does all the other vaccines prior say 100% that you're not going to get it? Does a flu, when you get a flu shot, I hear people get flu shot. That's a vaccine, isn't it?
Right, that's a shot. I think that's.
And people get shot, flu after getting the flu shot all the damn time.
I think that's why they said it's like 95% effective.
Yeah.
I think there are different. Like, I think, you know, our parents' generation dealt with like polio and the mumps. And I think the mumps, maybe the measles, whatever. And I think those vaccines knocked those off the planet. Ideally, we could knock this damn thing off the planet. What is so crazy to me is it feels like if there's one thing our country, and my guess is this similar arguments are going on across the world, we can't even agree on trying to beat a virus. Some people can't even agree that there is a virus. Like, what the hell are we doing? Are we ever going to agree on anything? Are there people that hate chocolate? Like, what are we... Everybody's mad about something and disagreeing about something. Like, on some level, I mean, are there people out there that don't like Monday Night Football? Like, there's got to be one unifying thing in the country to beat a virus.
Everybody don't agree on thing. That's something that you know you can't expect. But I think the people that need to be trying to do something that's going to take care of those who don't believe in and those who do believe in, they have to be people that agree upon something. It's not necessarily for the whole country. This whole country has never agreed on everything, ever, and they never will. But I think ultimately, if there's someone that's working to build something that's going to benefit both, just like if you're a politician, you might be in one party, but ultimately, once you get into that office, you are supposed to take care of everybody, no matter who the hell they are. And that's where we lost sight in a lot of things. So in this situation here, no, we're not going to agree upon the actual way it is, but I just want people... When you use the excuse of I don't have enough facts, make sure you're trying to find those facts and gain those facts.
Here's my thing. If people were saying trust the science while we all had to be locked up in our house, I'm going to continue to trust the science when they say there's a way back into the world. That's my thing. And I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. I watch football practice for a living. So I'm not an expert. But I'm not ready to condemn Montez Sweat. I just wish his logic lined up a little bit tighter. That's where I'm at, B.
Okay, I'm with that.
All right, next, let's get back to football. It's what we do much better. My Twitter's going bananas with people. Some people are saying that I'm an idiot and that Landfill is... One dude said Landfill has an agenda because he cut the one guy off who had misinformation.
I mean, admittedly, I do have an agenda. If you're going to come on the show and just blatantly lie about things,
the whole thing about it, I would think everybody out there, if someone is lying and you know they're lying, why should you continue listening to them?
Right.
Here's the crux of the problem. One guy said, Landfill has an agenda. Why won't he allow intelligent conversation? Another dude said, thank you, Landfill, for cutting that guy off.
No, because if you say somebody has been doing something for 20 years and they've been around for 11 years, then you're obviously lying.
Right. That's not intelligent conversation. That's just blatant inaccuracies and misinformation.
Here's what will be an intelligent conversation. We're bringing in Will Brinson from CBS Sports. Next, we're going to talk about football, and we're going to have fun. Let's get back to fun. Maybe everybody can agree on that. Right here, 106.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.